Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Hello again, and welcome to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with...
Wait a minute.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, this is not... I'm sorry.
BizFest.
Let's start all over. Go back to the commercials. All right. You know where we're at. We're down here at BizFest. This is the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. We are live at BizFest in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall, where right now I think the Pitch Fest is wrapping up. Then they're going to have a keynote speaker, and then they're going to have a cocktail party.
Which is why we're here.
Well, I was going to say we better get the conversation with McGrath in early here, because when the cocktail party goes...
Yeah, let's get rocking and rolling, man.
All right, we are here. We're live, and thank you for tuning in tonight. We're coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And a little bit later on, that is midnight hour time, Eastern Standard Time, will be broadcast on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network, rednationrising.us. Thank you for listening whenever, wherever you are. When you do listen, we really do appreciate it. Because we are live, you can participate in the show today. Nick Lo Cicero is on the bridge. We got Joe Ferrero on the battle bridge with us, so we're all set to take your phone calls at 407-774-8255. I am Christopher, the philosopher, political mad scientist Hart, along with the union boss and economist Michael McBath, and we're not in the Relax and Comfort studios, but we have been giving out some Relax and Comfort massage.
Lots of them today,
certificates,
Chris. Yeah.
Today, yes, the ladies especially seem to be thrilled to get them. Speaking of ladies, we got a couple of ladies on the show with us here at the table today. Kathy Santomassino, producer extraordinaire.
Hello there.
And by the way, she's constantly putting great stuff like that up on Facebook. So double check us, American Adversaries, on Facebook, if you would, please. And we also have Janice Rentos of Dino Rentos Studios at the table with us. Hey.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good to see you. And so that's what we got here going right now. Now, Rich Jekyll of Score. I know many of you do listen to our What's the Score show on the weekends. We really appreciate that. Thank you very much. And for those who don't, it is broadcast on these same stations both Saturday and Sunday, various times. And Rich Jekyll is going to sit in with us for a little while, but he's in there with the Pitch Fest folks going on
there,
right now.
Is he in there, or is he back with the...
Hopefully he's not back there guarding the booze.
Because he might not show up.
Yeah, that's right. There may not be anything left for a cocktail party. But no, Rich is working hard today, you know, because he is a volunteer here at SCORE. And this the National Entrepreneur Center here in the Fashion Square is world-renowned. Literally, people come from all over the world
and
to this
place.
Look
how long it's been here.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what, 50 years or something?
Yeah, it's been here a while.
Unbelievable amount of time.
Yeah, the Entrepreneur Center has been here, I think, about 10 years or something. Maybe we'll find that out here in a little while. But it really is a model, and people literally come here from all around the world to check it out. And if you were listening a couple of weeks ago, the new administrator for the SBA, Linda McMahon, was in town. She came here first. This is where she started her day. And
she came right here.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You know, I mean,
and held a business roundtable.
The one thing, Chris, which you're involved with is that SCORE show. I mean, for as much as this country is orientated toward entrepreneurship, and as we know, we've had many, many people on who are small business owners, sponsors, et cetera.
Backbone of America.
I mean, we are so fortunate to have an organization like this, and we know, as you do and I do, a number of the heads of this SCORE program who have expertise that is unparalleled in their businesses, be it it's the restaurant business, the building business, whatever business. So to me, it's a real opportunity to be here just to shake hands, say hi. And you know what? I appreciate this is all volunteer work, Chris, and we understand what volunteer work is. And I know that you understand because you were in a golf tournament Friday, Chris, for a big charity. Now, how did you and Pasquale come out? What was your score?
Oh, we bragged about it. I bragged about it plenty on Friday's show.
You went right from the course and started bragging. Oh, my God.
I couldn't wait. That's right.
I think you were minus 11.
As a team.
That was very good, though. Yeah. I mean, I think the winner was like 16. So,
yeah,
you did a great job.
We knew we were there, but not into money. But we had a lot of fun.
Well, you danced well, we'll put it that way.
Right.
You know?
Well, this Entrepreneur Center is here available for any and all entrepreneurs. No matter who you are, no matter what business that you are in, they've got something here for you. They've got chambers of commerce here. They got the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, African American Chamber of Commerce. The SBA has offices here. There's an import export office
here. Yeah,
that
really impressed me when I heard that they had that.
Oh, yeah.
That really impressed.
And believe you me, people around the world want stuff made in the USA. I mean, it's really a no-brainer that we should be redeveloping, our manufacturing base here. Because people want stuff made in the USA. And speaking of making stuff, that's what they do over at Dino Rento Studios. And Janice came down because this is a great networking opportunity here, right?
That's right. We do anything from cardboard displays, car wraps, foam displays, sculptures, anything you want we can do custom make at our shop here in Orlando, Florida.
As a matter of fact, they're helping us make some bumper stickers, so they can do something as small as a bumper sticker, and they can build you pretty much a life-size volcano that spews smoke and fire, right?
Anything you want, you can get Dino Rento Studios.
That's right. And so, you know, for businesses out there who want to do something to make their business stand apart, say a brick and mortar, they can help you do something to make that place really special.
Right. And plus the fact, I mean, their ability to adjust to what your needs are. I referenced my own daughter a while ago. She got it like a cutout, I call it, and it hangs above the bed.
Yes.
It's of a horse. You know, because she's heavily into horses. And as you know, with all these graduations and all these kids coming out of high school, you know, for the parents, this was the last time they'll ever play sports. What do you think it would be like if you gave, even yourself,
to see the child
in a basketball uniform or a baseball uniform? You can't be a better parent. So they should be over there.
And by the way, no matter where you're listening, for you folks listening on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network, Dino Rento Studios ships anywhere. Right,
all over the world, even international.
And North Korea?
They'll even ship one of their technicians to help you put it together. Only he may not make it back. All right, but
he'll be held over. He'll be the fifth guy.
All right,
from Dino's.
All right, speaking of North Korea, or speaking of the Korean Peninsula, there's some pretty significant, I should say, news coming out of that area today, because South Korea just had a special election because their president Park was run out of town.
Right,
she was impeached. And so we're going to talk about the election of this guy named Moon.
I didn't think women would embezzle money and stuff, did you?
Well,
ask Hillary, you're wrong.
No, I was actually just getting ready to say, according to the likes of Hillary and Lizzie Warren, why we need more women in politics, because they don't do things like that.
They don't?
No.
The foundation?
No.
The lady over there?
No, Bill put her up to all that.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we're going to be here live at the BizFest. For the duration of the show, obviously, but we will still take your phone call. But if you didn't make it this year, put it on your calendar for next year. They do it early in May, and it is a great opportunity to network. Now, the Entrepreneur Center is open year-round, so if you're an entrepreneur, or even if you're just thinking about getting into business, this is the place to come. I was telling somebody here earlier, you know, a young kid who wants to, you know, make it in business would be better off to come here and take all the classes and seminars and everything they got here than to go down to UCF
you go to graduate school, you're always learning theory. Here you're learning the realities of a real business with real businessmen who you bring your balance sheet here. They'll say, hey, you got to do this, you got to look at this, and this is real, because you as the entrepreneur are operating and surviving on a weekly basis. You need somebody with great experience looking over your shoulder, and this is what this organization is about. So opportunity abounds, you know, for many of the people sitting in our community.
And I will say this, a number of our listeners have come by the table here during the day.
So.
I've been here since 12:30, and I've shaken a lot of hands of people who love our show. So I want to thank every one of you out there who did make it down here and perhaps aren't still here. Okay. A lot of stuff to talk about again today. We got Barack Obama. We talked about this. He's in Milan, Italy.
I hope he stays there, Chris.
Yeah, he gave a speech over there. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the new president of South Korea. We got new contest rules from Mike McBath here. And I want to spend a few minutes talking about, of course, we knew this was going to happen, the media reaction, or the media planned scripted storyline after the hearings yesterday in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Russian involvement in the elections.
Aren't you happy, Chris, that the liberals did not get what they wanted out of this?
Well, in a way they did.
They did, but they really didn't.
They didn't, because there was nothing new revealed.
Right.
What they did was they sort of colored in the picture. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like you get a coloring book.
Right.
And, you know, the picture is drawn, but it's up to you to color it in. What they did yesterday was color it in a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. But what the media wanted to come away with was, oh, this woman went over there and warned the White House about Michael Flynn, and they didn't just immediately fire him. Now, let's think about this for a minute, because the headlines this morning and the talking points on all the liberal shows was the White House did not heed the warning. They were warned, but they didn't do anything.
Okay.
Well, in fact, they did do something. They fired the guy. Okay, but it took him 18 days.
Oh, no.
Well, let's think about this for a minute. So you just came off of a contentious election, and you beat the administration's gal, right, that they were pushing real hard.
Hillary, anybody forgot.
And they were saying all kinds of nasty stuff about you and all your people. So you get sworn into office, and in romps the old guy's, attorney general stand-in. And she starts going, this guy, you need to fire him, because, you know, we've got information on him, and I can't tell you too much, but you got to get rid of him.
Like, you're going to believe her?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
you think that any right-minded person is just going to say, oh, okay, good. Yeah. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Oh, Steve Bannon, too? Oh, yeah, we'll get rid of him. Anybody else? Reince Priebus? We can dump him, too. I mean, this is ridiculous to think that they were supposed to just jump right up and jump into action. evidently the White House counsel did his job and did some what they call, what do they call that, due diligence?
Due diligence. In the brokerage business, yeah, due diligence. And they did a pretty good job. And
what due diligence means is you got to do your job. You got to look into the facts and the details before you jump into something, right? Whether it's an investment or advice and legal advice. And so what they did was they began to do their due diligence. He asked for more information. She came back again and was coy just like she was yesterday.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I can tell you need to fire him, but I can't really tell you why. And they followed up with a phone call. And lo and behold, when they did get the facts straight, that at least, and this is all we yet really know that Michael Flynn did, quote-unquote, wrong. And it's not illegal. It was wrong. He lied to Mike Pence. And that is supposedly what he could be blackmailed about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so ridiculous, especially when you look at what Hillary Clinton did and the Clinton Foundation.
To spend the time and all the money. Look at Clinton. You should have been on her. What are we wasting time on these people?
Well, at the end of the day, I tweeted out this morning mm-hmm. that the warning was heeded and the guy was fired. And then they want to go, yeah, but it took 18 days. What could he have found? He sat in all these meetings for 18 days. This is a guy who was head of the department, the National Intelligence for the Defense Department, during the Obama administration, and they're afraid he's going to find out something in 18 days that he didn't doggone
right.
already know.
Give me a break. You know, he had security clearance, but it wasn't the highest level. So he wasn't really in a position to do anything that might have compromised his position.
And there was no evidence presented. The basic point being, though, if he was in a position to be compromised, it was the Obama administration who stuck him there.
Exactly.
And left him there when they supposedly found out that he was being compromised.
Right.
Right? So if anything was revealed, if you actually examine the testimony, it was damning to the Obama administration. But, of course, that's not what the fake news media want us to believe. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, once again, we'll be coming to you live from BizFest at the Orlando Fashion Square Mall. If you're out there going home from work or closing your business, head on over here. Say hello.
Cocktail party starts at 5:30.
It's free, and you just got invited.
Oh, you're going to have a lot more people coming through the door, Chris.
And we still got a few massage certificates to give away, too. And there is Kurt Reed of Chill Cryo Sauna. He's here with us. All right, so we'll be right back with more of, I was going to say, What's the Score? But
we'll go with American
Adversaries. That other show.
We'll try that.
That other show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
The weather is heating up, and so is the Central Florida real estate market. Hi, I'm Pierce Outlaw, Vice President of Patriot Home Funding. The greatest asset a buyer has in a hot competitive market is the ability to close on time, at a great rate, and with no hassle. The home loan professionals at Patriot Home Funding are dedicated to making sure you get the best financing possible to make you the most attractive buyer possible. And if you are a seller, you need the peace of mind of knowing that your buyers are pre-approved by the most knowledgeable and experienced lender to ensure your sale closes. All it takes is one free 15-minute phone call to get your pre-approval today. Our 112 combined years of superior service and expertise will stand behind you as a buyer or seller to ensure your transaction closes on time, efficiently, with the best rate and lowest cost possible. Pick up that phone now and call Patriot Home Funding at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Or visit us on the web at mypHF.com. That's mypHF.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, NMLS number 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort, and I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and Relax and Comfort.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Nothing like a couple of crashes on I-4 eastbound. The one at South Orange Blossom Trail is still in the road. You're heavy from Conroy to 436. That's more than 45 minutes. 436 to Lake Mary is slow and slow at the bridge. Westbound brake lights, Ivanhoe to Conroy, and then past 192 brake lights. Eastbound on the 408, you're heavy from John Young Parkway to I-4, and we've got a crash at the Goldenrod off-ramp. Your delays are back to 436 there. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
All right, if you're searching for the American Adversaries, we're not in the Relax and Comfort Studios. We're in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall live at BizFest, and I see some people stirring around, so the Pitch Fest may be wrapping up. That's a cool Shark Tank-like experience. Okay, we are here. We're live, as I said. By the way, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. Had a little fun this afternoon. Breitbart put out a tweet about there is an actor in California who's going to run for us out there as a Republican. And he's a Hispanic man, and I'm sorry I don't have his name right here, and I'm not so adept at Twitter yet that I can draw it up real quickly. But Michael Moore responded. And it was a simple one sentence, not even a sentence response, was to the effect of, oh, great, you know, more lying, cheating, scoundrels
Michael
type thing,
Moore,
right?
Of all people.
So I tweet to him, I reply directly to him, and yeah. I say, and by the way, you can go to our AmericanAdversaries.com website in the Hall of Fame page. You should be able to see this, or follow me, Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. And I tweet back, no, you're thinking of Sally Yates. And so he shoots back, basically, they're all scoundrels. And so I shoot back, can't argue with that.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the jungle, Michael.
Welcome to the jungle, baby.
Guns N' Roses, buddy.
All right, mm-hmm. Chris Hart Radio on Twitter, if you're into that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So the warning was heeded. The Trump administration did respond. And, this thing with Michael Flynn, if this was any other Democrat administration, would never have made the headlines to begin with, and certainly would have been over a long time ago. But they're simply trying to keep this scripted storyline going because it fits in with the old, you know, Russian tampering type stuff. So, just get used to it, but don't get too, you know, upset by it. Because people can see through this nonsense.
The whole objective of this, though, is to try to keep it moving all the way, which it'll never happen, until 2018 to aid these people running for office.
Exactly what it is.
I mean, it's just too boring. Yeah, I think most of us fall asleep every time I hear, oh, it's the Russian connection or it's Putin. Get lost.
Here's going to be the theme of the Democrat Party message during 2018. The Republicans want you to die, right?
Oh, of course.
Right? And they are scoundrels that make deals with the worst of the worst.
It's all big money people. And they're all white, too. How about that one?
Exactly. And that, too. And men.
Oh, and males. And men. Oh, my God. What a group.
Let me tell you
fat
something.
Fat white male.
Yeah.
You remember Cheetah?
Yeah.
The Tarzan Cheetah?
Yeah, Tarzan.
I don't care if Cheetah writes a health care bill. All I care is if it's a good law. The reason we talked about this on our show Sunday night. The reason Obamacare was such an albatross to Democrats was not because of the way they passed it. All right, you don't know what's in it till you pass. None of that mattered. What mattered was it was a bad law. It did not provide what it promised, and what was promised turned out to be lies, right? And that's why it cost the Democrats. George W. Bush used to have a saying that went like this: good policy makes for good politics. Well, you can flip that around. Bad policy makes for rotten politics, right? So the real test for this law will be, is it a good law or not? Not how the Republicans did it or if it was just a bunch of men that did it or not. The bottom line is going to be, is it good legislation? And that's what politicians live and die by. Unfortunately, they don't seem to realize that. Okay, when we come back, and by the way, you heard it here first. They will have a health care bill, and it will come out of the Senate by the middle of June.
Do you think you'll get much contribution from the Democratic Party on ideas?
Zero.
Not.
Zero, zip,
you
nada.
Think the public might figure that out?
And they can certainly participate if they want. We got to participate in a break because it's coming up on us right now. You're listening to the American Adversaries coming to you live from BizFest, Orlando Fashion Square.
Rich Jekyll.
Hope to see you here. Yeah, there he goes, Rich.
There he is.
All right, he's heading for the cocktail area. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Please be with us.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself. At Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Network. Here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Nothing like a couple of crashes on I-4 eastbound. The one at South Orange Blossom Trail is still in the road. You're heavy from Conroy to 436. That's more than 45 minutes. 436 to Lake Mary is slow and slow at the bridge. Westbound brake lights, Ivanhoe to Conroy, and then past 192 brake lights. Eastbound on the 408, you're heavy from Junyong Parkway to I-4, and we've got a crash at the Goldenrod off-ramp. Your delays are back to 436 there. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics. For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we are here. We're the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show coming to you live as we can be at the Orlando Fashion Square Mall. BizFest is going on. If you missed it this year, you can sign up for next year's. And as I said, we're at this National Entrepreneur Center, where they're here year-round for entrepreneurs. Talk about Make America Great Again. That's what they do right here. It's easy to find. Just park in the parking garage, look for the vines painted on the wall, and they will lead you to the source of growth. All right.
Chris,
and
do you think the first group that came out with tears in their eyes, you don't think they won?
This
is a contest for money here today,
yeah,
today, though.
That's right.
I think you got six competitors, something like
you
that.
You got two categories, three competitors each for the Pitch Fest, which is much like a Shark Tank, except instead of having, you know, a panel of four or five judges, four or five judges plus the audience can act as a judge. They will vote, and their vote tally will count as one of judge vote. And you have two categories, three prizes. They're all in the money if they're here for the finals. The top prize for each category is
$2,500
plus some other stuff for business supplies, that type stuff. And it's a great organization here. And as I said, this is all about promoting small business and helping small businesses succeed. We all know that small businesses literally are the backbone of America. They employ more people, and they are responsible for the creation of, believe it or not, more wealth. So it is all about supporting them.
The other thing, too, Chris, when you're talking to people, as we do, when you see people all the time who have small business and they're struggling and stuff, you got to emphasize them. Go to SCORE. I mean, and remember this, your tutorage is free. It's free. You're not paying an attorney who knows less than the people at the SCORE, you know, to help you. These are people who are schooled 20, 30, 40 years in the field.
And they'll, because there's so many different people from different walks of life, they'll match you up with the mentors.
Right, which is really exciting.
That's just for your particular need. And this is, as I said, very business, pro-business oriented. And they were delighted to have Linda McMahon come in here the other day because she is very pro-business oriented. She made it very clear it was a Hispanic business roundtable that the president, President Trump, wants to do everything that he can to make it possible for small businesses to succeed.
And that's why you'll see, I think, a great flourish in the next couple of years, and particularly if we can get this tax aspect through. You know, we're in prime time. So if you have a small business, go double-check yourself. You're foolish not doing that, particularly with the expertise available at a place like this.
All right. Okay. While the hearings were going on yesterday, the president has put forth 10 new justices for federal courts.
I'm excited.
Several of them for appellate courts, which are the courts just below the Supreme Court, and several of them were from his short list, two dozen short list, for Supreme Court justices. And, of course, just because they get appointed to an appellate court doesn't mean if an opening comes open, he couldn't just bump them right on up onto the Supreme Court. But, of course, these are justices that are the liberals' worst nightmare. They are conservative, but they'll provide at least a balance on these courts that have been actually overstocked with liberal justices going on a couple of decades now. And so this is long overdue. This is the first. This is 10% of the openings that he had.
It's over 100, right, Chris?
Yeah, over 100. And so President Trump, in short order, will make a big impact on the federal court bench. And, of course, he has already made an impact on the Supreme Court, although limited in the sense that he replaced a staunch conservative with a staunch conservative. He didn't lose any ground, but didn't really pick any up either. That will happen should Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Anthony Kennedy decide to retire, which there's speculation that they will. In the meantime, as we're down here helping promote small business, former President Barack Obama, it was in Milan, Italy. We talked about that on the show last night, and he gave a speech. I wonder how much he got paid for it, right?
What did he get paid about?
I don't know. His going rate is $400,000 a speech.
Wasn't it like $500
million? $3 million.
Now, that's to speak in front of the European Union, I think.
Right.
But this was in front of just a little crowd down there in Milan, Italy, which, by the way, is the liberal hub of Italy, where all the liberal big money is. So, yeah, he was, and by the way, he was wearing a tuxedo when he gave the speech.
I'd love to know who's paying him, though, what the connection is.
Well, this particular speech was about
the
Paris Agreement. And by the way, John L. Casey's going to be on the show tomorrow, so we'll get his take on this, too. He is a climate scientist, solar scientist. Anyway, so Barack is over there pitching, again, the need for dramatic action to save the planet. Never mind the fact that this is an interesting thing, too. I was doing a little research the other day. Practically every time humans have tried to do something to benefit the environment,
it screws it up. Right.
When they have done something that is, say, business-oriented, with the exception of, say, strip mining, which, by the way, today they do very in an economic, environmentally sound way, but pretty much every other thing has benefited the environment.
But we all know that really this whole act
business
is
adventure,
a money.
I mean.
The business venture is this. I mean, that's where they hustle money. I mean, Al Gore's in this for one reason, to make money.
Yep.
That's it. There is no, he doesn't care about the American people or the people of the world. I mean, look at him. He flies the plane in. Look at his carbon footprint, right? Do any of us really believe that they care? And then, you know, look at the universities. These are all endowments. Look at everybody that's doing research that's not. You know, when we have people like John Casey or independent people, entrepreneurs, I would look to them for a little bit of truth, too, but they are pounded into the ground by our liberals.
Right. Did you hear the latest venture with Billy Clinton?
Oh, gee.
He's writing a book.
Clinton? Him and James Patterson, the world-renowned
author,
are writing a novel. It is non-fiction.
They're calling it, no, it is fiction. They're calling
it's based on his life, though.
It's based on his inside knowledge of being president. They're going to call it The Missing President. Or The President is Missing.
The President is Missing might be a good title.
I'm talking about Barack Obama.
I was going to say, in those 8 years that we had Obama as president, we had a president in name only, right? So, that's his. And, of course, I'm sure he'll get a huge advance on that book, right? And, by the way, that new biography of Barack Obama, we need to try to get this guy on the show. It's called Rising Star. That book is over 1,000 pages.
And it's written by a liberal who said Barack Obama has changed into a capitalist in the last 15 years. Did you hear about him?
Money changes you to a capitalist. I mean, Barack Obama was
he is not a capitalist. No, not by any stretch
money
of the imagination.
He
is a socialist who enjoys the benefits of being on top of the pile. Right,
Chris. Why don't
he is no way a capitalist.
These rich liberal why don't they take their house with 12 rooms and why don't they bring maybe 10 immigrants in there and let them live there? You never hear about any of them doing anything for these people. It's just a story to fleece you, the American people.
Yeah. Well, as we said yesterday, the number of refugees coming to this country is down dramatically. But this issue, by the way, of the Paris Agreement, which has to do with pollution and other emissions, CO2 and all that sort of thing, which is not a pollutant, by the way, is under review by the Trump administration. And they have announced that they are going to continue to review that until the G7 meeting, which is coming up here fairly soon. And so Trump, believe it or not, is getting a lot of feedback of people that you might think want him to get us out of that, who actually want us to stay in it, not the least of which is the coal industry, which you might wonder, what in the world are they thinking? But evidently, there are some things in there that they like. So, as I said, we'll find out more about this from John Casey tomorrow night. The bottom line is big corporations like when the fix is in, and it doesn't really matter what the fix is about. You follow what I'm saying here?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little surprise. I mean, I know with clean coal and everything, they've done a lot to make it environmentally friendly. But I'm just, after all the harassment by our government, you just wonder, how could they do that? Because look at the burden this will be on American and world companies.
In the case of coal, it would be because we have the cleanest coal in the world.
Which we do.
And if the other, it's all based on this big if.
China,
North. If the other nations would choose to abide by the agreement, the presumption is we would be selling a lot more coal to other nations, and it would be a cleaner coal.
Well, then I'm all for it.
So, there are things in this that there are a lot of various interests. As I said, you might think want us to get out of it, and the sooner the better, and then it's not that way.
Well, they got the right speaker. Barack Obama is coming there to speak. You know, he's loading his pockets, and everybody else is looking to load their pockets, and the world suffers.
But get back to Trump for a minute,
yep.
Right? He is suddenly now bombarded with new points of view from people who he thought wouldn't be giving him that point of view. And so instead of jumping up and doing one or the other, he's saying, okay,
hold it.
I'll work on this a while. That's what you want. You don't want him jumping one way or the other, presuming that it's going to hurt the people you're trying to help. So that's what he's all about. He wants to bring coal jobs back to America. And if we've already closed our coal-fired power plants, stupidly so, because this Curtis Stanton plant right here in south over Orlando, you never, ever saw one little drop of smoke come out of that place. What you saw come out was steam out of the cooling towers. It was so effective. And yet now they've gone to natural gas, which is fine. But the point is, around the country, they have closed and dismantled these coal-fired plants. And if it means keeping coal miners busy supplying coal to other countries like China, then so be it.
And, you know, we have such massive, massive coal reserves in this country.
And it's the cleanest in the world.
Huge money. Yeah. Huge money.
Yeah. So, and by the way, China has slowed down, but is still on a rapid pace building coal-fired power plants because it is still the cheapest form of energy in the world and very efficient, too, by the way. And with the right technology, very clean, which is what we proved right here in little old Orlando, Florida. So, as I said, that debate is going to continue. And in the meantime, Barack Obama is doing everything he can to stay relevant and in the news. And in the meantime, pad his bank account pretty handsomely.
Yeah, you know, that it scares me because the more money he makes, the more we're going to see him. And, you know, one thing feeds on the other. And, you know, like his
like
book,
Hillary.
It's hard to bear
the
thought.
Just like Hillary. Why don't the two just join an alliance, the two of them together?
They have joined an alliance.
They're cut from the same cloth.
Against the rest of us. What did she call it? The resistance? The resistance movement? I wish she'd have a bowel movement and leave the rest of us alone.
I can't even believe. Would you pay to see Hillary?
No,
I would not pay to see Hillary.
Well, you know what I'm thinking.
Oh wow! Hold it. Got big news. Just broke. James Comey has been fired as FBI director.
Oh,
he is out. He should have resigned. I don't know the details. We'll see if we can pull up the details for you. Just got this from Mick Dolan.
It's probably he didn't like Trump. Trump didn't like him. Goodbye.
No doubt.
See you later, pal.
Yeah, we're going to take a break here, and we'll see if we can find out some more details on this. But just got this over the wire. FBI Director James Comey has been fired.
Not resigned.
All right. This is according to Fox News, evidently. We'll do some checking on this and come right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. And we might be hoisting a toast to old James Comey's departure here shortly to the BizFest cocktail party.
And we got a contest coming for the Kentucky Derby.
That's right. We'll come back with our contest rules and hopefully a few more details on James Comey has been fired, FBI director, no mo.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort, and I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
It's stop and go both sides of I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound, heavy from Conroy up to 434, then 434 to Lake Mary is slow, and heavy 417 to the bridge. Westbound I-4, heavy Fairbanks to the turnpike and past 192. 408 eastbound, delays from Pine Hills to I-4. It cleared that crash at the Goldenrod off-ramp, so it's a little better through there from 436. We have accidents, Silver Star, Clark Road, and Pine Hills at North Lane. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
I see the moon horizon. I see trouble
All right. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Bad moon rising over to South Korea. That's right. A fellow by the name of Moon. He's a Moonie. I don't know if he's a Moonie. He wears a suit and tie. But anyway, he is the new president of South Korea, big-time liberal, and wants to make nice with Kim Jong-un. But that's not the big story of the day. The huge, huge story of the day is James Comey has been fired. Drudge Report is reporting it first. He's been fired based on Attorney General Jeff Sessions' recommendation, and the Associated Press has now just confirmed the story. So the White House has announced FBI Director James Comey is out of a job, and a lot of people think this is way overdue. Be honest with you, we told you when he came out back in, what was it, June or July, with that business wrapping up the investigation, I found this about Hillary Clinton, we found that about Hillary Clinton, but no prosecutor in his right mind would ever prosecute the woman. When he did that today, he broke a federal law. The FBI director, and we told you this that day, he broke a federal law. It's called the Federal Privacy Act. He did a number on Hillary Clinton. Now, we didn't mind. But the fact of the matter is, he broke a law, and she has every right to be resentful, and he's gone, and he should face perhaps some legal jeopardy himself. It's called the Federal Privacy Act. No FBI investigation, no FBI investigator or employee can reveal any detail of an investigation, whether it's open or closed.
You know, you saw James Sessions, you know, recommended this. I mean, you wonder how hard he pushed on Trump, you know, like, hey, you might think about it, or hey, this is bad news. Get him out now.
Let's just say I don't think he had to twist his arm very hard.
Can he be indicted based on the information that?
Well, it's obvious. I mean, he broke the Federal Privacy Act.
Right. So
he revealed details of an ongoing investigation. FBI director broke the law. We called it that day. He should have been fired right away by Barack Obama. Barack Obama would have been in every right. Justification to fire him that day. He didn't, but now he has been fired
today.
Well,
Trump did it.
He sure did.
Another star for
our
president.
Are you going to make this week's contest? Who's going to be the next one?
Oh, geez, we'll get the next replacement. You know, probably Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. So what is going to be our contest for Thursday night?
Well, I'm excited about it. We all know the Kentucky Derby, which took place last week. And if you don't know what that is, it's called horse racing for the liberals out there. Now, the object in this week's contest, we're going to have our own Washington Derby. And we want you to name your horse that's going to enter the Derby and who the owner would be. Now, my horse that I'm going to enter would be a horse called Benedict Arnold. Owner? Barack Obama. My other horse is going to be called Switch Hitter. Owner, Bruce Jenner.
That's Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, I get them all mixed up. You know, I don't know what bathroom he's using or anything. I don't know.
Oh,
but
Lord.
The point behind it is enter your horse and then give us the owner. And, man, there's some great thoughts out there. American Tragedy, another one I'm going to enter. John Kerry, owner. So let's think of the horses that you want to enter in our Washington Derby, which will become famous, sponsored by the American Adversaries.
And a great prize package, which, of course,
includes
the life-size cutout, Dino and Janice Rentos.
I've got one, guys.
Dino.
Barack Obama's horse would be Lame Duck.
No, he's gone now. All right.
How about Dead Duck?
Careful now.
No.
We don't wish him any ill will. Matter of fact, what is this? Trump president has fired him. Yeah, okay, so we're still watching the news now. Fox News is reporting. So it's making its way around the news media, and I'm sure the liberals are going to have a hissy
fit. Imagine the panels now for the next 5 days analyzing it, who's responsible and why we don't. Well, please.
Well, Ms. Yates won't be in the news tonight.
Yeah, I know, she's gone. Yeah.
All right, so that contest will be Thursday, of course. And we're here live today, though, if you'd like to give us a call. 407-774-8255 is the number. We'll be here until 7 o'clock, and then don't forget Larry Elder will pick it up from there. Once again, this is big news today. James Comey has been fired as FBI director. So now the speculation will begin. Who will the next FBI director be? So, all right, you heard it here first on the American Adversaries. And that's why we're here, to bring you the up-to-date news reports. We are the voice to be reckoned with. We are Titans of Talk Radio.
Can you imagine how that alters all the stories tonight? You know, they all had written up what they're going to be talking about.
And then,
wham, here comes the story late in the day.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be called some sort of massacre or something.
Oh, yeah. Right? You know, Trump destroys the FBI. There's no justice in America.
Yeah, I can see who is it? The Watergate reporters, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be, oh, is this reminiscent of the Nixon era?
Yeah.
No, this is not. As I said, this guy should have been fired by Barack Obama. Barack Obama had every justification to fire the man because he did break a federal statute called the Federal Privacy Act. And, by the way, it does have a possibility of going to prison as a consequence.
The other thing, too, now that he's been fired now, I wonder if you can bring him up to testify example against Hillary and them with all the information he knows.
No, because you know what he'll be doing now? Instead of saying, I can't comment on an ongoing investigation, he used the Privacy Act, by the way, the same act I'm talking about as an excuse not to answer questions.
Oh.
I can't talk about an ongoing investigation. That's the Privacy Act. Breaking news, FBI director is dismissed, White House says, following misstatement of Clinton email address. That's the Washington Post is brought, is email evidence. I'm sorry, what did I say?
Address.
Well, email evidence.
I can understand if he's giving out her address. I don't know. Boy, that would be a rotten trick to do. Hey, this is where she's living. No.
It'd be a rotten trick to whoever you gave the address.
Yeah, like, oh, terrible mistake.
I said, he then used the Privacy Act to hide behind the same act that he violated. So Barack Obama could have and should have fired him. And thank goodness he didn't, I guess, because now we're going to get Trump's FBI director.
He will not be leaving the public eye for quite a while, though, even though he's out. Because there's going to be constant banging away on him.
Instead of using the Privacy Act to hide behind, now he'll be using the Fifth Amendment.
I know. Oh,
I guarantee
boy.
You, if he's called to testify, he'll be using the Fifth Amendment. Yep.
Maybe, think of that. Maybe Sessions has somebody else he wants to get. You get him out. Now you bring him in to start working the others.
Well, let's hope that they have somebody
Hillary,
in mind.
Right.
And let's hope that they have somebody who has a good, investigative background.
Will they be able to go after Loretta Lynch, though, if they can prove that she kind of cooperated with Comey?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, because Comey said that the fact that Bill Clinton met with her on the tarmac out there in the desert was what got him back involved in the investigation. So you never know where it will go. I doubt it, to be honest with you. Plausible deniability will be there for her and Barack Obama. Don't expect them to do perp walks. But James Comey has certainly implicated himself right there in front of the whole doggone world. You know, it's worse than admitting a crime. He committed it in front of the whole world.
Now, this is normally a 10-year term, right?
For the FBI director.
10-year term. Now, I wonder if they pay him out for the other... No, I'm thinking more of a sports contract. You know, does he get paid for 10 years?
I hope he doesn't still get his pension, though.
No. Well, he will, unless he is brought up on charges and is convicted. Okay, but he's out of a job, no question about it. And it's huge breaking news. FBI Director James Comey, all the news media now are confirming that the White House has, as they put it, dismissed him for making misstatements, false statements, about Hillary Clinton's email evidence. So once again, we'll continue to look into this as the story develops. We got to take another break. We'll be back on the other side of the news break with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit it right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone. but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends when I'm a road.
All right, welcome back for hour number two, or welcome to the show for hour number two. You are now listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, coming to you not from the Relax and Comfort Studio. We'll be back there tomorrow night, but tonight we're coming to you live from the National Entrepreneur Center in the Fashion Square Mall. BizFest is going on.
Chris, did you see the enthusiasm of these people walk out of the BizFest into the cocktail hour?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, they're like knocking the doors down to get in here. So I can't wait to get back there.
The transition is occurring.
To taste the food.
That is Michael McBath. I am Christopher Hart. We are here. We are live. So give us a call, 407-774-8255. That is the number. And, boy, we got some big news to talk about. We broke it on our show. We didn't break it on our show, but we reported on our show just before the top of the hour. FBI Director James Comey is out of a job. He has been fired. He evidently lied to Congress about Hillary Clinton's email. He claimed that there were more emails that had been sent to Anthony Weiner's, Carlos Danger's laptop so that they could be printed out. He said that there were more sent to him than were sent. He also said that many of them were of the classified nature. Evidently now they're reporting they were not. And so he lied evidently about Hillary Clinton's emails, and it has cost him his job. As I said earlier, Barack Obama had every reason to fire him when he revealed details of the investigation, which he said he felt like he had to do. I understand that, but he broke the law when he did it, technically speaking.
I mean, Chris, think about what this means, though, to the Trump administration. In a sense, they get their own guy in there now, and now you know where we stand. I couldn't figure out, was he right, was he left, what was this guy?
Well, evidently he wasn't a good FBI director. Kurt Reed is at the table with us now. You know, Kurt Reed, a chill cryosonic. Kurt Reed was in law enforcement for a long time. He had special security clearances. And when it was found out that any thing was being mishandled of a secure nature, at that point, the people who were doing it should have lost their security clearance, whether it was Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, or John Doe. And at that point, the FBI, they should have pulled their clearance, and they should no longer have been had access to classified information. Is that correct?
Yeah. What happens in any case is as soon as there's suspected compromise of classified information, those involved, their security clearances immediately suspended, and a thorough investigation is conducted in to determine the facts of the situation. And an assessment is done to determine the damage done to national security.
But that was not done in this case.
As far as I know, I have never heard that discussed at all.
Well, it was obvious that they continued to handle classified information, although now in the reports that we get didn't mishandle it as bad as we were told by James Comey. Once again, the news reports are still coming in. We're going to keep an eye on this. But what is a fact now is that James Comey is no longer the FBI director. And I would not think that the assistant director is going to be the new FBI director. I hope not, because he is as tainted as James Comey.
Imagine, though, Chris, now, think about this. Now that he's out, the information is going to come up about his bad judgments. You know, in other words, it's usually holding until now he's gone. You wait and see. This is going to be a backlash. And I don't know whose side it's going to swing to, but you're going to get a lot more information we've not been exposed to before.
Well, as I said earlier, in his testimony in front of these committee hearings we've been watching on television, he hides behind, he doesn't cite it, but he's been hiding behind the Privacy Act. The FBI can't reveal details of an ongoing investigation. In fact, it's whether it's ongoing or closed doesn't matter. And so when he revealed details back in June or July, whenever it was, about Hillary Clinton, and then said, by the way, nobody would ever prosecute her, that was commission of a felony right there. Mm-hmm. And he did it in front of the world. And yet he turned around and used the same act that he violated to hide behind in his testimony. So the guy is two-faced, and now he's out of a job.
When he listed all the violations after he finished the investigation, and I'm listening to that and saying, boy, there's some serious charges coming down here. And then he gets through and said he didn't find any intent.
Yeah.
Intent is an element for criminal cases, but not for security.
Right.
Intent is not an element.
So it didn't matter.
Right.
As I said, he was not a very good FBI director. And at the end of the day, it cost him his job because he didn't know what to do in tough situations. And I'll say this, too. The Obama administration put him in tough situations. That business of Loretta Lynch entertaining Bill Clinton on her airplane. And she claimed she couldn't help it. What are we supposed to do, turn down an ex-president? Yeah, you turn down an ex-president. You tell him you don't come on my airplane because we're investigating you and your wife.
Well, they were just talking about golf and grandkids.
Yeah, well, like I said, they made it much more difficult on James Comey, right? So his boss is now talking to the people he's investigating. You know,
Chris,
put him in a bad situation, but he didn't really know how to deal with it.
Again, with
and unfortunately, he broke the law. I mean, we liked hearing what he said, except we didn't like hearing what he said, right?
Again, with him out, though. Now, just think about this. If you were Hillary Clinton and all, you know, Wiener and all the rest of the people in the swamp, how comfortable would you be? Now you see Jeff Sessions. Now you see a new Trump guy, head of the FBI, and you people think you were going to skirt with all the things that you did, including Loretta Lynch and Rice and them. I think I wouldn't sleep too well tonight knowing that he's gone and one of Trump's people's in there. Good night. Have a nice sleep.
The situation is rolling over, you might say. And so once again, we're going to keep an eye on this story. But FBI Director James Comey is out of the job tonight. And so I'm sure that's going to be the subject of conversation all over the news media tonight. And rightfully so.
Well, and, then you mean Yates? We won't hear from Sally Yates again?
Oh.
Ride, Sally, ride.
We're probably
play that song, you know?
We're probably going to hear from the...
we'll never hear from her ever.
The liberal news media that Sally Yates should be the new FBI director.
Oh, without a doubt. This is crazy we don't
She's
pick
such
her
a
up.
Capable... And why should it always be just white men? It's always these doggone white men getting these good jobs, right?
Oh, boy.
I mean, this is ridiculous. But hopefully it will be a person who knows how to be an FBI director. Okay, as I said, we'll keep an eye on that. In the meantime, as we mentioned earlier, right before this was breaking, the administration has nominated 10 new judges to the federal bench, some of them appellate court judges. And as I said, that's the courts that hear the cases right before the Supreme Court does, and have been overstocked with liberals for way too long. So he's begun the process of balancing that out, and he's still got over about 100 more that he can appoint and will be doing so in more rapid fashion.
I know. It's good to see him going at it. And again, I think with today's news, really, again, great pluses for the Republicans.
Exactly. And this president is not rushing into things. He's doing things deliberately. and in a timely fashion and in a well-coordinated fashion, I might add. And good news on the legal front from the Trump administration today. So, by the way, some people are speculating that Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark is going to be the new FBI director.
He's certainly been silent, though, in the last couple of weeks.
He has not been in the public eye as much.
I've not seen him as much on TV or radio or
anything. And although he is a high-profile guy, he's a great law and order guy. I don't know if he's the right guy for that job. It depends on his – and I know he also has extensive law enforcement training. He's also been, I believe, to the FBI school there at Quantico.
Has there ever been an FBI director that doesn't have a law degree?
No, I don't know. There's only been a handful of them.
That's where I'm getting at.
And one of them was a federal judge. I think that was James Woolsey.
Right.
But they do come from the law enforcement community, and obviously that's where this person needs to come from. And David Clark might be the guy. So we will continue to monitor the story, as I said, and we'll give you an update a little bit later on in the show. Once again, we're coming to you live from the BizFest at the Orlando Fashion Square Mall, where you got hundreds of people here today who are doing their best to make America great again.
This was a big
success.
They're
living their dreams.
I mean, look at the number of people coming out of the room. Obviously, there's two people that each picked up $2,500.
No, that's right.
Wonder if they'll be buying drinks. No, wait a second. That's all complimentary. Back there.
That's
the
right.
The cocktail party and the hors d'oeuvres.
Right. The official business part of the BizFest is wrapping up.
Over.
Yeah, the PitchFest is one of the culminating events. It's a Shark Tank-like experience. And by the way, next year, if you'd like to participate, if you're an entrepreneur, they've got two categories: new businesses, which are in the idea stage up to 2 years old, and existing businesses 2 years old and older. And people are transitioning from the meeting room over to the cocktail party area, which is going to be a great business networking opportunity.
They could have angels in the audience. In other words, these are investors, and if they stimulate enough interest in their presentation and stuff, who knows? Maybe that's your next financier for your next business move.
That's right. And by the way, What's the Score is a show that we do on the weekends. I know a number of you folks out there do listen to the show. Others of you may not know that we do this. I co-host it with a fellow by the name of Rich Jekyll, who's around here somewhere now that the cocktail party
is. I know where Rich is.
I know where he is.
I don't have to go too far to find him.
Anyway, we broadcast that show over the weekends on these same stations. And it's all about Score and what they have to offer here and all the great stuff that goes on over here at the National Entrepreneur Center, which literally people come from all over the world to this place. Another place people come from all over the world to go to is Churchill Downs.
Well,
for the horse races, right, McBath?
This is what excites me, because in this week's contest, and boy, we have fabulous prizes, as you all know, $380 plus in value. We're going to have our own Washington Derby. And it's a case that we want you to enter the name of the horse and also the owner. And to give you just an idea, and again, Thursday night is when we run it, so you need to get your entries in. But my horse is going to be Benedict Arnold, and the owner, Barack Obama. Another horse I'm going to have in the race, I'm going to have the Switch Hitter, owner, Bruce, Caitlin, whatever, Jenner. So come up with your entries into this big race, because we need to be able to rival the Kentucky Derby.
And that will be for a great prize package. That will be Thursday's contest, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So get those contest entries and get them ready for Thursday's show.
Chris, you ever watch the names of the horses, though, in these derbies? They are something like that. Like, I'm even thinking, I love this name, too, American Trader. I could actually see that being a horse's name. Owned by who?
Hillary
John Kerry.
Oh, yeah.
American Trader. Yeah, co-owned. That's what would be
the
perfect
see
one.
Did you see where a horse by the name of Limousine,
Limousine
Liberal, won the Churchill Downs?
That's what I'm talking about. Is that amazing? That's a real story.
That's a race that they run right before the Kentucky Derby at the Churchill track on grass, which they have a grass track just inside the mud track, the dirt track. And they run that one on grass.
Limousine liberal.
13 to 1.
How could a liberal spend all that money on a horse?
13 to 1 payout. If you got the
13
trifecta.
13 to
1. Wow. If you got the trifecta, it paid $14,000. Those liberals sometimes
they pay
out.
Yeah, they're
going
to become conservative real quick when they pick their check up.
You know? Sometimes, but only occasionally does it pay to bet on a liberal. All right, we got the American Adversaries going right here live at BizFest. We're going to take a break and come back and wrap up this half hour of the show. Don't forget, we'll be here until 7 o'clock, and then you got Larry Elder. That's right, Larry Elder coming up. I was thinking Sunday night. Larry Elder coming up, and, of course, he's going to be talking, I'm sure, about things going on in Washington.
All night tonight.
Yes, sir. Stick around, please, for more of the American Adversaries live from BizFest.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, stiff joints, inflammation, arthritis, fibromyalgia, cold extremities? Are you overweight? Do you have skin problems, cellulite? How about stress, anxiety, depression? Or are you healthy and want to enhance your fitness and achieve a more youthful appearance? Then cryotherapy may be for you. Cryotherapy was developed in Japan to bring relief to people suffering from rheumatoid arthritis. By surrounding you from the shoulders down with a non-invasive nitrogen mist for 2 to 3 minutes, your body's surface temperature is lowered to 40 degrees Fahrenheit. This triggers your body's natural processes to rejuvenate you. It can even slow the effects of aging. No drugs, no surgery. Athletes use cryotherapy to enhance their performance and to speed recovery. So take 3 minutes to optimize your health, fitness, and beauty. Call Chill Cryo Sauna now to schedule your appointment. 407-473-0992, chillcryosauna.com. Call now and improve your health from the inside out. People under a doctor's care should consult their physician.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself. At Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Trump HQ.
Your premiums, they're going to start to come down.
The House passes the health care bill.
And they're not even doing it for the party. They're doing it for this country. We're going to get this passed through the Senate. I feel so confident.
What's next? What does it mean to you? We're your answer with updates top and the bottom of every hour. Plus analysis all day with Central Florida's number one talk lineup. Trump HQ. And 105.5. AM 660. The Answer.
Okay, welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, coming to you live from BizFest, the Orlando Fashion Square Mall. This place is world-renowned. People come from all over the world here to see how the National Entrepreneur Center works to help develop small businesses in our community so that they can do that in other places around the world.
Chris, and they do like tens of thousands of new businesses developed right here in Central Florida.
Well, not every year.
Just saying over all these years, I mean, that's an amazing track record.
And they're here for
and
any business
here, right?
To take advantage of.
Yep.
So you don't have to come out just for BizFest. You can come here. They're here year-round, the Orlando Fashion Square Mall. As long as the mall is here. Anyway.
Oh, that's nice. And then if it's not, we'll leave a sign outside.
Yeah, they'll be somewhere else.
There'll be a parking lot here.
Yeah. And
I hope they didn't give advice on that. No.
There you go. So if you want to know more about SCORE and the National Entrepreneur Center, please listen to What's the SCORE, a broadcast on the weekends on these same stations. Okay, so the big news is James Comey. Other big news is a fellow by the name of Moon has been elected to be the president of South Korea. And this complicates the things over there because this guy is a big liberal. His attitude towards North Korea is the confrontational approach with the North has not worked, so he wants to try something a little different.
Do you think he'd ask any of the people that the guy shot with anti-aircraft guns What they thought about them. I mean, that's why when I hear the word liberal going in and trying to get a discussion, are you kidding me?
Well, here's the problem with this guy being the president. Mm-hmm. He could ease some of the sanctions that the South has against the North. He could open lines of trade with the North. He could refuse, for instance, our missile defense systems from coming in there, or at least make it more problematic to get them in there. He could do a lot of things to make it more difficult to bring Kim Jong-un to his senses, shall we say.
The problem is he could be committing South Korea to a death sentence.
Well, obviously, but that's what liberals do.
Well, I mean, if he thinks he's hurting us, the reality is you're first.
I don't think it's that. I think that he thinks this is the arrogance of the liberal, that put me in power, I'll go over and I'll make these bad guys nice.
Right. China can't make them or anybody
else. Well, look
what
Barack Obama did with Iran.
Right. Oh, he did a nice job.
And if he could have done it with Kim Jong-un, I guarantee you he would have. But Un didn't want to have anything to do with him. Un didn't respect him. Imagine that.
Oh,
Kim Jong-un didn't respect Barack Obama.
Wow.
Well, at least he got that one right. And by the way, Condoleezza Rice has agreed with President Donald Trump that Kim Jong-un is a pretty smart cookie. According to her, like Donald Trump, he would not have been able to survive in that harsh political environment over there had he not been smart and, yes, ruthless.
Right.
So you can't discount the guy. Yeah, he might be a little wacky. He might be that crazy little fat guy, as John McCain said. But he is now in a position where we have to deal with him because in a few more years, he could have our fate in his hands.
Well, the problem is if the liberal president goes in there and he walks that route, then all of a sudden they continue to build their nuclear weaponry. Something has to give.
Well, that's what
he's not going to be able to stop it, the South Korean president.
At the end of the day, I don't think it really makes that much difference.
No, I don't think so either.
Because Trump is focusing on dealing with China and North Korea. And everyone has known this for decades, that China is the key to North Korea.
Right.
The trouble was getting China to do anything about it. Well, now we have a president who will. And perhaps the election of Moon will
maybe force the issue.
Inspire the Chinese to act more quickly and decisively, knowing that he could complicate
things.
There
could be a real problem.
So at the end of the day, it may not be such a bad thing. It may not be such a bad moon rising. All right, we're here live at the Biz Fest. We're getting ready to take another break. We got another half hour to go. And by the way, if you're out somewhere here on the east side of town, come on in. You're welcome to come join us at the cocktail party here. No telling how long that's going to last.
I know when it starts for me. About 2 minutes from now.
Yeah, so in the meantime, if you'd like to follow us on Facebook, that's American Adversaries on Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's Chris Hart Radio on Twitter. And, of course, you can check out our archive at AmericanAdversaries.com. And don't forget, tonight at midnight, this show will be rebroadcast in its entirety on the Red Nation Rising Radio Network, RedNationRising.us.
They can follow you on the golf course, too, Chris.
Just find me in the woods, tromping around. You know, I found a bunch of balls that somebody else had lost.
I know. Well, it's called a nature walk. When you go into the woods, it's a nature walk.
All right. All right, we'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries. Please be with us.
On the road again. I'm on the road again. I ain't got no
clue. FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has abruptly fired FBI Director James Comey this evening, ousting the nation's top law enforcement official in the midst of an investigation into whether Trump's campaign had ties to Russia's election meddling. In a letter to Comey, Mr. Trump said the firing was necessary to restore public confidence and trust in the FBI. Comey has come under intense scrutiny in recent months for his role in an investigation into Democrat Hillary Clinton's email practices, including a pair of letters he sent to Congress on the matter in the closing days of last year's election. Trump made no mention of Comey's role in the Clinton investigation, but the president did assert that Comey informed him on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation. The White House said the search for a new FBI director was beginning immediately. Again, Donald Trump has fired FBI Director James Comey.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown
Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
By now, you've figured out a fact of American life. The mainstream media hates President Trump. Where other presidents have been given a pass, President Trump is held to a different standard. They don't seem to want to report anything he does good. Instead, they appear to want to tarnish anything good and paint it with a negative brush. You know, sometimes they're just unable to disguise their disgust for all he stands for. Making America great again? Yeah, maybe they really don't get it or don't want it. That's why you have us. And that's why more of you are counting on us to get your news. FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Ho! Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho!
Where did everybody go? They left me and Joe here all alone at the table. Welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am live in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall at the National Entrepreneur Center. BizFest, the business part of it has wrapped up and the cocktail party has started, and that's where everyone literally has migrated to. They're now taking the tablecloths off the tables and packing stuff up. You might hear some commotion in the background as they're wrapping things up here. But the cocktail party is going to go on for some time now. Great networking opportunity. Entrepreneurs from all over the Central Florida area here today, making America great again. And in case you have not heard the news, you're probably the only one. James Comey has been fired as FBI director, and it's because he was not entirely truthful or correct, either one, in his revelations about Hillary Clinton's emails. So the White House is now diligently looking for a new FBI director. Some names are already being floated. Sheriff David Clark, Congressman Trey Gowdy, and others' names are being kicked around. So, so this is in the letter that President Trump sent to James Comey, and this is dated Tuesday, so that's today, and this is from the New York Times. And I now quote the president's letter. While I greatly appreciate you informing me on three separate occasions that I am not under investigation, I nevertheless concur with the judgment of the Department of Justice that you are not able to effectively lead the Bureau. It is essential that we find new leadership for the FBI that restores public trust and confidence in its vital law enforcement mission. And it goes on to say, this is the Times is now saying, officials at the FBI said they were not immediately aware of Mr. Comey's dismissal, which Mr. Trump described as effective immediately. So I guess maybe they heard it on the American Adversaries. But it is effective immediately. The FBI, I presume the assistant director, who isn't a great guy himself, is now in charge until the new director is appointed. But I don't think that will take too long. It will take Senate confirmation. But now, of course, that's only going to take 51 votes. So the new FBI director will be Trump's FBI director for the duration of his presidency, whether it's one or two terms. And, of course, we hope it's two, because the FBI director will be appointed for a term of 10 years, unless, of course, he chooses to retire first, or he is the new appointee is fired for cause. And so it, let's see, it's got this from Rick Brown. He'll be in with us Thursday. About time, ain't it? Yeah, it was about time. As I said, Barack Obama could have fired the man for cause. He chose not to. Perhaps they were colluding, who knows, but he chose not to fire him, even though he could very well. And people other than myself were talking about this at the time. This was back last summer, that Barack Obama had been given cause to fire James Comey if he chose to do so. And he did not. And then when President Trump took office, President Trump asked him actually to stay on. And but now it has come to this. So the Trump administration, once again, firing Director James Comey. Okay, and by the way, there's a lot of social network traffic going around, people having parties and celebrating and that sort of thing. So it is obviously, and I think for the reasons that President Trump cited in his letter, that people had lost faith and confidence in the FBI. As a matter of fact, the Pete Paquette, who's the programming director at Salem Media Group Orlando, has put together a promo for our show that's been running the last few days. Excellent promo, by the way. He does great work. They all do over at Salem Media. And in that promo, I remember the show when I said it, I said this FBI has become the fairy bureau of investigation. And that is indicative of what Trump was addressing in his letter. People had just totally lost confidence in the FBI because of Director James Comey. And he did need to go. And this fiasco the other day was just more reason to say that this guy is just, he's just not up to the job. And that's the bottom line. And so he got the proverbial you're fired from Donald Trump. So now it's on to picking a new FBI director. And I'm sure the president will pick someone very capable of conducting the job the way it should be conducted. So we look forward to that. And as I said, the other news of the day was that a fellow by the name of Moon has been elected president of South Korea. And that could go a couple of different ways, and we'll be keeping an eye on that. Also, the Senate is working. They had their first working group meeting today, the 13 white men. Well, actually, I guess it's 12 white men and one Hispanic. That'd be Ted Cruz. Met today in Washington, D.C. to begin the Senate version, put together the Senate version of the health care bill. And by the way, they've already been working on this. They've been working on it for the last several weeks, at least. The leadership has been working on it for a lot longer than that. They are a lot further down the road in the Senate than people are letting on. You have a number of senators who have come out and said, oh, yeah, we're starting from scratch. This is going to take months to do this. No way Mitch McConnell is going to ram this thing through. Yes, he is, and no, it won't. They will get it done rather quickly because they've already been working on it for quite some time. They were simply just waiting to see what was going to come out of the House. Now that they know what they've worked, what they have to work with from the House of Representatives, the Senate will put together their bill once again with the knowledge that they are using the budget reconciliation process to get this done, which coincidentally was the process that the Democrats used to pass Obamacare in the first place. Speaking of Obamacare, the president is out there talking to anyone who will listen about how Obamacare should be saved, about how important it is. And, of course, he's trying to hang on to that. But the bottom line is it's going. And the Republicans are going to do what they can with the budget reconciliation process. It will not be a total repeal and replace, but it will be a significant revision. And that will begin the process of completing the repeal and the replace. So the Senate is already working on that. The House is in recess this week, and they will be coming back. Pardon me. I guess they're stirring up some dust around here. The House will be coming back to work on the tax package. Pardon me again. And so we'll keep you updated on that. And I'm still getting the information on the James Comey firing. And if we find anything out new that we haven't already reported, we'll tell you that. In the meantime, Nick, let's go ahead and take a break so I can blow my nose here and stop sneezing. And when we come back, we'll finish out today's show, The American Adversaries, live from the National Entrepreneur Center BizFest. Going on. Wrapping up right now, though. But if you're in the area, come on by. Come on by and say hello. And a lot of listeners did come out for BizFest today and stopped by and said hello. We really, really appreciate that. So, yeah, we'll take a break now. It's a little early in this half hour, but we'll go ahead and take a break now so I can blow my nose here. When we come back, we'll finish up today's show live from the National Entrepreneur Center. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show, coming right back at you.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Jana Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
The weather is heating up, and so is the Central Florida real estate market. Hi, I'm Pierce Outlaw, Vice President of Patriot Home Funding. The greatest asset a buyer has in a hot competitive market is the ability to close on time, at a great rate, and with no hassle. The home loan professionals at Patriot Home Funding are dedicated to making sure you get the best financing possible to make you the most attractive buyer possible. And if you are a seller, you need the peace of mind of knowing that your buyers are pre-approved by the most knowledgeable and experienced lender to ensure your sale closes. All it takes is one free 15-minute phone call to get your pre-approval today. Our 112 combined years of superior service and expertise will stand behind you as a buyer or seller to ensure your transaction closes on time, efficiently, with the best rate and lowest cost possible. Pick up that phone now and call Patriot Home Funding at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Or visit us on the web at mypHF.com. That's mypHF.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, NMLS number 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4
on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
By now, you've figured out a fact of American life. The mainstream media hates President Trump. Where other presidents have been given a pass, President Trump is held to a different standard. They don't seem to want to report anything he does good. Instead, they appear to want to tarnish anything good and paint it with a negative brush. You know, sometimes they're just unable to disguise their disgust for all he stands for. Making America great again? Yeah, maybe they really don't get it or don't want it. That's why you have us. And that's why more of you are counting on us to get your news. FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Bad moon rising in South Korea. Maybe. All right, welcome back to the show. We are here, and that is a fact. We are live at the BizFest Orlando Fashion Square Mall. I am Christopher Hart, and my What's the Score co-host, Rich Jekyll, has pulled up a seat at the table here and introduced me to one of the winners from today's Pitch Fest. And yours was in the emerging business category?
Yes, that's correct.
By the way, we're speaking today with?
Kristen Maneri.
Kristen Maneri. And once again, congratulations. First of all, how did you find out about it in order to participate?
I was speaking at 1 Million Cups about
Rollins College
6 or 8 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And John Ryan came up to me afterwards, and he told me about this, and he just thought this would be a really great opportunity for me to share my idea.
He must have liked your idea from the get-go.
I guess so. And so, I applied, and then he called me and said I'd made it into the finals, and I was just tickled today to win. I still can't believe it.
Before you tell us what your business is that you won,
okay.
Is it your first business?
Yes.
All right. And what is it?
Sounds like a dating service.
It's not. No.
What is it?
It's called Orlando Date Night Discovery Club, and it is a subscription-based service where we create date night itineraries, including conversation cues and money-saving vouchers. It's basically a whole date night kit existing couples.
So you help people who got a date
yes.
to have a date.
Yes, and to commit to it.
Because okay.
they come in the mail, and it's kind of like, okay, it's here. Let's set our date. Let's do this.
I see. You got to talk into the microphone, Rich. Don't you know that yet?
It's like married couple who gets bored.
Okay.
You know, it's perfect for them.
It's getting a rut. Yeah. People get in a rut.
No, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But if it does, they can contact you. What, you got a website or something set up?
Yeah, best place to find me is Orlando Date Night Guide. So I've had that website for 10 years.
Orlando Date Night Guide.
And I've been sharing date night ideas for, a decade now. And then the Discovery Club is an extension of that.
Right. See, now when I was a young fella, I used to think it was a good idea to allow the. You got to talk into the microphone.
I know, she won't. Okay.
When I was a young fella, I always thought it was a good idea to, I'd pick the girl up, okay, what do you want to do? She's, no. See, the women, they want to know what you want to do, right? They want to have a plan of action.
No, actually, we want you to know what we want to do already.
That's what I mean. Yeah, exactly.
And have it all planned.
Right. If you're asking, you're already losing.
Yes.
You've lost the battle, baby.
That's right.
Believe me. Take it for the word of
experience. We want you to be mind readers at all times.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
you. Must take a little guts to get up there in front of a couple hundred people.
A lot. I was afraid everyone could see my legs shaking from the platform. If you didn't, you weren't looking close enough.
All right.
I thought it was part of the act.
No, it was nerves.
Yeah, all right. Well, see, that's what goes on here during BizFest. Now, have you ever worked with SCORE? Do you plan on working with them?
Oh, my gosh. With the prize money, I also get 5 seminars. So, definitely, I will be back. I think it's a great service. It's something I just haven't leveraged enough, that's for sure. But I'll be here. I'll be a staple.
You know, one of the winners, what was it, last year or the year before? Took the grand prize money and went up to New York and actually got on Shark Tank.
Well, got into one of the pre-rounds.
Wow, that's amazing.
I don't know if they ever made it on television. But it sounds like you're going to put it into your business?
Every penny. We've got big plans on our technology and As you know, technology is expensive. So we're planning on changing the entire model and making it a digital platform rather than mail. We might keep the mail, but we definitely are going to be expanding to make it more scalable so we can grow into other cities, because we're going to take this to Tampa next.
Where did you get the idea?
You know, I've been writing
about
date
night for
10
years. You got friends out there
years.
Complaining about their dates or something? I mean,
about her husband.
No, I play at all the dates because of what I do. But, I just think that people love subscriptions. They love getting something in the mail. I love getting something in the mail.
And they love new ideas.
And they love new ideas. And I think that people who live in Orlando would like to explore it a little further than their local pizza parlor. And this is just giving people a chance to do that.
Yeah. All right. So if you were planning a date for Rich, what would you plan for him and his date?
Have you gone to a roller derby?
Roller derby?
Women's roller derby, where they skate around and crash into each other. And I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's
skates.
That's right. No, you watch.
Just watch.
It's sort of a version of rollerball, only with women.
Maybe tapas. Yeah. There's a great restaurant. Have you been to Better Than Sex dessert restaurant?
Excuse me?
This is a Christian radio broadcasting network now.
It's a Christian, maybe it's not a Christian business, but it's a dessert restaurant, and I didn't say it was better than God.
Okay, there you go.
It's pretty darn good.
All right, so anyway.
In Ivanhoe Village.
All right, so congratulations to you, and much luck to you with your business going forward. You're obviously providing the service that was desperately needed by a lot of men out there.
Thank you very much.
That's right. All right, well, thanks for sitting in on the show with us a little while.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And you're going to have her on the What's the Score show.
Yes.
All right, so that's what they do at Score. They help the small business and the large business to solve problems, to overcome obstacles, to just get started good. And this BizFest is all about promoting those ideas, and that's what Score is all about. You heard Kristen mention that they have seminars and things. You can find out all about what they offer over here at Score by going to their website, orlando.score. Orlando.score.org. All right. Anyway, listen to What's the Score on the weekend. We'll tell you all about that sort of thing. All right, so it's been a huge, huge day for news. First, we found out that we have a new president of South Korea. He's a big liberal. That may or may not present problems for President Trump's efforts to rid the peninsula of nuclear weapons. He appointed 10 judges to the federal bench, including some appellate court judges. And then, of course, the big news of the day is FBI James Comey has been fired, and fired for cause. And the president, in his letter to Comey, cited that the nation had lost confidence in him, and by association, the FBI. And both of those things are very true. And so, in fact, this is probably a good thing all around, even though the liberals, I'm sure, are going to scream that this is some kind of massacre or some kind of way of trying to hold up an investigation or some nonsense like that. Perhaps now we might get a real investigation by a real investigator who knows what he's doing. Not to take anything away from James Comey, it just seemed as though he was in over his head, if you ask me. And he admitted as such the other day when he said he was in predicaments that he really didn't know what to do, and the slightly nauseous and stuff like that. Someone who's on a firm footing and knows exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it does not get slightly nauseous in those situations. So, once again, it's probably overdue, but it's done now, and President Trump will have a brand new FBI director, and I don't think it's going to take very long to appoint the person, although they will do some homework. But what you want to bet, they've already been doing a lot of that homework. As I said, the Senate has been doing their homework. They had their first official gathering today of the group of 13, as they're being called now, the gang of 13. White men who are going to rewrite our health care law. But like I said before, I don't care if a chimpanzee rewrites the doggone thing. All I care about is that it's good law. And that's what the American public wants. That's why we elected Donald J. Trump to be president of the United States. We were sick and tired, not just of politicians, but of their lousy laws that they were passing. And we want laws that are going to be effective, that actually address and do something to solve the problems that they were written to do. And Obamacare didn't do that. Virtually nothing that Obama has done did that. Matter of fact, there's been very little legislation in a long time that has been effective in doing what it's supposed to do. But there is one agency out there that has been very effective in doing what it's supposed to do, and it's the agency that promotes small businesses. I'm talking about the SBA. Did you know that the budget for the SBA is slightly less than $1 billion a year? And yet last year alone, they accounted for over $30 billion being injected into the small business community. How might that happen, you might ask? How can a government agency get $30 billion into the small business community and not have it come out of their budget or the federal budget? By promoting private industry, helping private industry. Rather than the government loaning money to small businesses, the government guarantees. This is what the old student loan used to be. The government guarantees the loan in case you default, but banks actually lend the money. And it is banks that are supplying the capital for small businesses with the backing of the federal government. That's how, when I got a student loan, that's the way it was. I got a loan from a bank. I paid the bank back. And the federal government simply backed it up in case I defaulted, which, thank God, I did not. There is a place for that sort of thing, but of course what happened with the student loans under the Obama administration is the government became the lender. And so that changed things dramatically, and it became a government-run program. And, of course, the cost of an education, of course, skyrocketed because there was easy money to be had. It was kind of like the housing market when money was so easy. That's pretty much what you have in a college education today. So that needs to be reined in. But anyway, as I was saying, this has been a great event here today, BizFest. It was a great turnout. I did get to see a number of fans from the show. And Janice Rentos, she showed up, and she took advantage of the networking opportunity. And, of course, Dino Rentos Studios, great sponsor of the show, and they're there to help the business community here in Orlando and around the world, for that matter. So they do business with companies literally all over the place, and they can do anything you want from the very smallest to the very biggest. And you know it is that party season, so if you want your great party supplies, that's the place to get it. We'll make your party the most special event of affair of the year, so to speak. All right, so we got to wrap up today's show. Don't forget Larry Elder is coming up as soon as we go off the air. The big news is James Comey has been fired, and now the speculation will begin, already has begun, who will replace him. And my money is on somebody who's very capable of doing the job. We'll find out who that is. A lot of great names out there, David Clark, Trey Gowdy, and others would be a very great FBI director. All right, so we're going to wrap it up here tonight. I'm going to go in there and see if there's anything left at the wine bar. And in the meantime, don't forget Larry Elder coming up next. You can follow me on Facebook at Chris Hart Radio. And please follow us on Facebook. Did I say Facebook? That's Twitter at Chris Hart Radio. Facebook is American Adversaries. And AmericanAdversaries.com is the website. Thank you so very, very much for listening. And we'll be back tomorrow night with the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Night, everybody.